What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus Black Mary Day Free jumping in really quick before we start this week's podcast, just to let you know that the contents of the podcast you're getting ready to listen to were recorded 2 days ago. And the Federal Reserve, since then, just an hour ago, raised the interest rates 0.75 basis points. So consider the contents of this podcast prophetic in its nature. I hope you enjoy. Peace. What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast, powered by Black Married and Debt Free. Thank you for joining us. We're just gonna get right into it. You know, we're not gonna waste no time. We're gonna get right into it. The inflation is at 9.1%. The numbers are in. The paperwork is in. The analytics are all in. And it's steady going up. So let's talk about what is going to happen, right? Or let's talk about why they're up. Let's just break this whole thing down. So the numbers have come in and we are up inflation-wise. And the way that the Federal Reserve is playing or has been planning to counteract the inflation problem is by, of course, increasing the interest rates. I've talked about that. If you haven't seen my first housing crash update, you're going to want to check that out on the link above and then circle back to this video. But anyway, so we know that their weapon of choice is to turn the knob on the interest rate. And what they thought was that, you know, the basis points that they have gone up so far this year would eventually level off inflation, if not bring it down. Well, when the numbers came out, we see that not only did it not level off or go down, but it's gone up. So what does that mean? They're going to need to increase the interest rates, because increasing the interest rates has historically, I don't want to get into how, but it historically has an effect on inflation. And so they're going to just need to turn this thing up. Now, what they're trying to avoid by turning the water on too hot is a recession, right? A just flat out recession. Now, many people say we're in a recession now anyway. So it's just like a lot of people are upset with the Fed and are just saying, increase it, do what you need to do, because we need to get this inflation pretty much. Let's get this thing going. If we know this is going to cause a recession, why are we tiptoeing, right? Why are we dipping our toe in the pool? Let's just dive in and turn that knob so that it can have its effect on the inflation. Well, the Fed doesn't want to hamstring the market. It doesn't want to send us into a recession. So their goal is to turn the knob slow. So they had plans to increase the interest rate 0.75 basis points, an additional 0.75 basis points in July. And folks are saying, go on and increase it a full, 1.0, right? Increase it 1.5 even. Just turn the knob up. Because the 0.75 it doesn't feel like it's going to be enough to really have an effect on the inflation. So that's where we are. If you've checked out my last quick cast about this, you know that my thoughts and my excitement for this is that there's going to be a period of time, right? There's going to be a moment where me and Shira, and you, if you're looking for your first home, or you, if you're looking for your first investment property, there's going to be the window there where I think there's going to be a huge opportunity, right? The Fed is going to have to increase this thing to really get a hold of inflation. And I truly believe that we're going to see rates right now, close of market Friday, the interest rates were at 5.75 for a 30-year fixed. I think that was going to get up to double digits. I think that will get anywhere from 8 to 10. That was the projections before this, the inflation numbers came out. Now that the numbers are out and the Fed is going to have to be more aggressive, I think it will get to 10 or above, right? So they're going to ratchet these rates up. And what does that do? When they increase the rates, we're already seeing people are saying, I'm just not going to buy, man. I'm just not going to buy. Everyone's kind of sitting on the sideline waiting to see how this thing unfolds. People are like, hey, I'm just going to keep renting. Hey, I'm not, you know, if I find a slamming deal, cool, but I'm going to really just wait and chill. So buying has halted. We're seeing sellers dropping their homes for thousands of, you know, $5,000, $10,000. And while that may sound good, check this out. If the home was already overvalued and then people were getting offers over asking and they're dropping the price $10,000, that's good. That's a start, but the prices still need to come down to realistic numbers. And so I think with the Fed increasing the rate, you're going to get more people that's going to stop buying, and that's going to force sellers and new home builders to drop the prices of homes. It's going to create more inventory, which is exactly what the Fed wants. And the Fed has said, now this is the good part. The Fed has said, once they see inventory rise and prices stabilize and inflation go down, which is all that they think they can accomplish by affecting this interest rate, when they see that happen, they're going to then start to trickle down that interest rate back to a better number. And I think at that moment, you're going to have lower priced homes and interest rate trending down. That's going to be your window there. So what I want to do is I want to continually give you updates on where we are in that timeline, so you can have a better idea of when to jump in, right? So for us right now, we're stacking, we're investing in the market, we're buying for the rebound, right? Stocks are on sale. I know the stock market is down, but that means stocks are on sale. So we're taking our dollars right now, we're saving more so we have more buying power to buy investment properties when the time comes, and we're investing in the stock market. So that's really kind of where I think we should be at. So I'm just going to keep doing these updates to kind of let you know where we are in the game, in that timeline, because I think there's going to be a moment there where folks are really going to be able to capitalize. I'm getting all in at that point. So hopefully these are helping you. So like I said, we're right now at 5.75 in the interest rate game, and the Fed plans on increasing it 0.75 basis points. So we'll see how that affects the interest rate numbers and how that really affects the inflation numbers. Hopefully for the better. But like I always say, we're definitely going to be heading into a recession, and then there's going to be a bubble burst or a crash in regards to the housing market. But I think there's always going to be opportunity on the other side of the recession. So all we have to do is like I said, limit expenses, pay down debt, save for emergency savings. Like, this is when you get down to your grassroots, the basics of financial literacy. This is the time. This is not the time to be investing in any NFTs or any crypto unless you just got it like that, right? Which I don't. Maybe you got something that I don't. Maybe you can do those types of things. But as for me, we're gonna be smart here, and we're really gonna be planning for the rebound. So hopefully you got something out of this video. If you did, do me a huge favor and leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this on. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you see the cameras, you see the light. Yeah, I'm trying to do something here, y'all. So shoot your boy a subscription. You know what I mean? We need to get these subscribers up. So if you do that, that would really mean a lot. I'm going to holler at you guys on the next one. Peace.